I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout!
In case you don't know, and you've been under a rock, well, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show has a tote bag, and that tote bag is, well, it's very popular in the metro area. So on Fridays, we do different stops just to drop the bag, man, onto our listeners who show up in parking lots to get them for free, okay?
Once again, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, Jamie...
Can I read these?
What you did?
Ready? If radio is not supposed to be fun like this, and you aren't doing things to appreciate your fans, what's the point? I say keep it up, Carson and Schmidil. They're having a great time. Not to mention the fans are showing up for the bags. Don't take that away from us because you aren't having fun with them. Wow.
Well, you do have a bit of anger in your voice right now.
Somebody said, you are Captain Black Cloud.
Yeah, Black Cloud.
Captain Black Cloud?
Listen.
Okay, yay! Woo! Tote bags! Oh, my God!
Listen, Jamie, you've not fully embraced the bag. That's part of the problem here, see?
I'm the problem.
Part of the problem is you've not... You find it... let's see... Not beneath us. You find it more
humiliating.
Ooh, that's a strong one there. All right. Let's recap this morning, okay?
Let's
put a positive spin on this.
Okay, here we go.
We just got off the phone. Well, Jamie did with Carson.
I did.
And
here's the thing. So you remember how they got run off by the manager of Costco?
Yeah.
Well, he said because everybody took up all the parking spots because they have like 150 parking spots and everybody took them all, that there was no room for the members.
Right.
So
right.
He needed us to leave.
And then the manager kind of flipped on that once we offered him a couple of bags. It's called a bribe, okay?
So apparently Carson gave him a couple of bags and he's like, all right, you have 5 minutes.
Right.
And so then they gave away all the bags to all the people and now they're out of there.
Carson said to the manager, hey, we'll give you 2 bags and BJ will continue to push your seafood products, okay? And the guy said, have a deal. We have a deal. So if you get a chance this weekend, folks, stop by any Costco and pick up some of their delicious shrimp along with a lobster. Maybe even just get yourself some crab meat, you know? I mean, they're really good.
Somebody says that Carson has T-H-O, but also a beautiful smile. I looked up T-H-O, and it just says it's short for though.
Though?
But that's...
What's that mean?
It doesn't. I don't know what T-H-O is.
I don't know either.
Let's see here. Jamie, you're a pretentious a-hole. Have fun with it.
Oh,
you're such a wet-ass blanket.
Oh, man.
Relax, toots. I love it when they call me Toots. Hey, relax, all right, Toots.
Here's the recap. We went into Arvada, Costco parking lot, 150 people, I think it was, there in the parking lot. That's an estimate, of course. But 150 people, plus the line continued to get bigger. We're completely out of bags. We had over 250 bags. They're all gone now. Very successful hit this morning. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for your support.
You know, I'm a big fan of Arvada.
Are you?
I tell you that every time.
Oh, that's right. You know somebody up there, don't you? Don't you know somebody that's highfalutin up there?
Well, the city of Arvada loves us, too. Like, we're friends. We're Facebook friends.
Well, except for the Costco manager.
Well, his seafood is delicious.
His seafood is out of this world.
Good. It's so
Get
good.
Yourself a lobster tail this weekend, folks.
Oh, it Body stands ball. For tiny...
oh, no.
Tiny hard nurples.
Yeah.
No, that's that. T-H-A. N.
What did he take his shirt off?
But that's not an O.
Is I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. I don't know.
Very successful this morning, okay?
Oh, it stands for tiny hot.
Is that a compliment? I don't know. All right, next week, Parker, it's your turn. You get the glory next
Yay!
Week.
Look at me. I've changed my attitude. I can't wait for Parker.
In fact, Jamie might even show up in the van and Parker.
I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with him next Friday. Just be BJ at the helm. I'm going with him.
Yeah, that'll be the day when you get out there.
I'm going. Yeah. I'm going to go with the bag people.
Man, I'm happy it went so smoothly today. Yeah. Well, it didn't go smoothly, but I'm happy that we had such a great turnout.
And I love Costco seafood.
Get yourself a lobster tail this weekend, folks.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Check it out, man. Parker.
Wow.
Coming to see you.
Big.
Next week, Parker. Are you ready?
Look at my new attitude.
Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget. What? Don't forget. This weekend is huge. Big Powerball drawing. $556 million. Can you imagine if one of us won that?
I know.
I mean, if somebody on this show, because we would share it in a way, wouldn't we?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't give me a penny if you won.
I would give you $1 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
A million?
Uh-huh.
But you just won after taxes. You're looking at 200 and, I think I saw it yesterday, 270 something million dollars.
But I only have 270 times to do that for people. So you would take away
but
one
you
of
work
those.
With me. And I've been here with you for 14 years.
But you would take away one of those and then
I'd give you five.
Whoa.
Here's the thing I'd do. Here, I've already thought about this, okay? You know me in the lottery, Jamie.
You'd give me five?
I am a lottery hoe. I really am. I love the lottery, okay?
Yep.
So when the Powerball gets to, you know, $500 million or so, I like to play it. And that's usually when I play, but I play the state lottery and all that stuff all the time. Now, I've thought about this. If I won $275 million, I would give Spadil probably $1 million.
Nice.
He doesn't need more than that, you know.
It'd be trouble for him. Right.
I'd give Carson $1 million. Okay,
all
Carson
right.
would get $1 million. I'd give you $5 million.
Thank you.
And I'd give our two bosses probably about three each.
$3 million?
Yeah.
You're going to run out of money soon.
No, that would be it. That would be it.
Listen, but you only have 270 times to do this.
Well, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, but listen.
At least 200 and something times.
This is why you cannot win, because you will not manage your money right.
I'd take $200 million off the top and put it into a, you
high
know,
quality
into,
mutual fund?
No, into an estate. Like, you know, what's it called?
A house?
No. I'm talking about put it into like a fund for my family for generations to come.
All right,
I mean, $200 million would take care of that. Yeah. But the bottom line is this. Yeah. I'd give you a nice little chunk of change, Jamie.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Ah!
I'm not. I already thought of it. I'm not telling anyone. I can't do it. I can't.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I think I could.
No, you would flaunt.
No, I'm not a flaunter.
You'd flaunt.
I'm not a flaunter.
I think you would.
I don't think I would tell.
I would. I'd flaunt like crazy.
No, I wouldn't want anybody to know.
I wouldn't want my neighbors to know, but I'd let everybody else know.
I would come to work and nobody would know. And I'd just be like, inside my head, like, you fool.
I'd be like the Floyd Mayweather of Littleton.
With your suitcase?
Yeah, I'd have suitcases, briefcases full of money.
Yeah.
I'd be taking, piles of money on my bed, lying there with, you know, being my dog.
You know, I do want to tell you, because you think about it a lot, the lottery. You know, you're not the only one. When we were downstairs at the meeting, somebody brought it up, and everybody was saying what they would do with the money.
Yeah.
You're not the only, because I always thought it was crazy when you, like, really came up with ideas.
I think it's pretty common in human nature to dream about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you hear so many stories about people winning the lottery, some for the good, some for the not so good. But you hear so many, so it's possible. It's very possible.
But it's really, your chances aren't good.
No, but if you don't play, you can't win, okay? So get your tickets, $556 million.
Nice. Man.
Drawing is happening tomorrow night. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, what exactly is she, the mayor?
No, she's not the mayor. I think she's...
president of the county or something?
No, I think she's president of the city of Arvada. Like, I think she's like queen of Arvada.
Okay.
Yeah, queen of Arvada.
She get a bag?
I don't know if she did.
You should ask if she got a bag.
I'm talking
she
about...
She loves her show, by the way. She writes us all the time.
She's really nice. Her name is Jean Gordon, and she's the queen of Arvada. So if you see Jean Gordon, go, hey, aren't you the queen of Nevada? Did I say Nevada?
Nevada.
Arvada.
Arvada. Arvada.
I hear she likes Vegas, too.
Yeah. Arvada.
Arvada. Yeah. Why did I say Nevada?
I don't know. That was weird. It rhymes.
Is that dementia or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, Arvada. So if you see Jean Gordon, go, hey, are you the queen of Arvada?
Cool.
Because she is. She has a sash and a crown.
I wish I would have remembered that. Because I was just up there a few days ago at Sloan's Lake, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I went to that market up there where that food court thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love Arvada.
Love you, Gene.
All right. We had a big, successful morning in Arvada. Hundreds of people showed up. Parking lot there at Costco, which has a great seafood section. There at Costco in the parking lot, 52nd and Wadsworth. Gave out all the bags. Boys are headed back here. Next week, Parker coming your way.
By the way, we just got approval for Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, my new attitude?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
so you're on board now?
Because everybody shamed me. I'm a dark cloud. And what else? I'm a...
Yeah.
What was that?
You are
something,
a...
Something a-hole. Something.
Yeah.
I'm that. So I'm going to get a new attitude, everybody. Yay, and Parker!
I just ran into our big boss out in the park, in the hallway.
Yeah.
Micah. He's the big general manager here. And he said, Beach, I'll order all the bags you want,
buddy.
He
said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he didn't say that, but I know he was thinking it. Because he said to me, it sounded awesome this morning.
Okay.
You're making people really happy with the bags. Uh-huh. So to me, that translates into I'll buy whatever you need.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Parker, coming your way, man.
Yep.
It's
going to
be
Friday.
Big.
Yep.
Broncos, Cardinals play this weekend. Now our Broncos aren't going to play anybody that's a starter. They announced it yesterday.
Oh, they're not?
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Why even play?
Yeah, right?
Why would you tell the Cardinals that?
That's weird. Why don't they want him out there? Why don't they want Bo out there?
I don't think you and I get the whole preseason thing.
I don't think we
get why they do it or how
it's done.
Well,
I don't even watch this stuff. Yeah. It's boring.
I watch it because it's football.
You know, can I just say something about
that? It's either that or I sit with Grandpa Gus and watch women's tennis. He loves women's tennis.
You know, they have this little like a thing that's going around of babies talking, and they say to these babies, they say, what do you wish that your parents did more? And they said, put down their phone and pay attention to me.
I'm not on my phone that much.
No. I'm talking about sports.
Oh,
I'm wondering like if we could like ask your kid what he wishes. I bet he said, I wish my dad wouldn't watch so much sports.
I think that mine is a certain time of year, okay? From now until February, I'm done, okay? I'm out of the picture.
Children get your...
He can raise himself, you know, he's 7, get your own lunch. You're fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll check back in with him in March.
See, moms aren't seasonal. Moms aren't seasonal. We're always there for him all the time. Yeah, we're not seasonal at all. Although I will tell you this.
Okay, so if something new on Bravo comes out, you're not seasonal?
No, not at all.
You like, still take care of your children?
Yeah, of course.
I don't get it.
By the way, can I tell you this? And I'm not calling out names or anything, but I have a lot of friends that are on Xanax.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so, like, one of my friends, she has 5 kids.
Yeah.
And she says the only way she can deal with 5 kids is being on Xanax.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd.
Know.
I mean, I think I'm better off saying that I ignore them and watch football.
Yeah, I do too. I'm like, what?
I mean, I think it would sound different if I said that, you know what, from this time of year until February, I'll be popping Xanax, so I won't be watching the kid. That sounds kind of weird.
Somebody said, Jesus BJ. Yeah. Sloan's Lake is not in Arvada.
It's Edgewater.
Okay.
But it's okay. Close by. Ballpark. Same vicinity. Same state.
All right.
Colorado.
All right. Anyway, good talk.
All right, Broncos.
Right.
They played tomorrow. Late game, though. Kind of a late game. 7:30 kickoff.
Why are you telling me? I don't care.
7:30 kickoff. Just in case you get an urge.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Friday. Going to be another hot one today. Today's high, 95 degrees. Ugh. Fire danger continues. Fires. Be careful.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to tell you, these bag days are a little bit exhausting.
Yeah, sure are.
I'm tired already, man. A lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. People are happy.
I feel bad for somebody, though.
Why?
Hi, guys. I'm at the Costco right now, but I don't see anyone to get a bag from.
Ouch. You're an hour late.
Yeah, it was at 7:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so that happened.
Yeah.
Sorry. Next Friday. Next Friday.
You were mentioning the dogs off air.
Well, there's a couple of stories.
What exactly is it anyway?
Well, there's two big stories going on. First of all, they're saying that people want wolf dogs now.
Yeah.
That wolf dogs are this new breed that are coming out of nowhere. It's a German Shepherd with a wolf.
Can I ask a question
real
quick?
Yeah, sure.
Is this just a Colorado thing?
No.
Or all over the country?
And Europe.
And Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. So worldwide.
Yes.
The wolf dog.
Gotcha. Again, it's a German Shepherd with a wolf. And they said that the problem is this is such a dangerous dog, a combo, that they've been known to eat their owners.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it is a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible idea.
Wolf dog?
Mm-hmm.
They said the nicest wolf dog has been known to eat its owner.
Look, we have enough dogs right now that are domesticated that go right up to that line of danger, okay? And we're talking Dobermans or Pit Bulls or German Shepherds. They go right to that line, a line that I really don't see a need to cross.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think with a wolf, now you get one of these, one of these little sparky dogs that decides to with a wolf.
A sparky dog.
Well, you know, a little sparky as in aggressive.
Like a Pomeranian?
I don't know what that means, to be honest with you, a sparky dog. I'm just saying a dog that mates with a wolf.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what you're going to get, okay?
Well, you're going to get a wolf dog. So you do
You don't want temperament, I mean.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, don't know what kind of temperament. Is it going to be a dog that's going to lean more to the dog side or to the wolf side and eat its owner?
So I guess the big controversy now about these golden doodles or whatever is that they're even putting another doodle in it. I know that Schmidl's not here. He would know more. But
he just walked in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just walked in.
Okay, so.
Hey, Schmidl. Yeah.
So we're talking about how people are saying that golden doodles are the best dogs on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Because they're like children. They're just so loving and all this stuff, but sometimes children aren't that loving. But but anyway, they're like little humans, the golden doodle, and it's like the most popular dog. But now they're adding even more doodles to it.
Just like different variations of it?
Yeah, to create the ultimate dog.
Yeah, well, poodles are just super smart, so if you mix them with anything, they're going to be a smarter dog. They're really fun.
So they're asking like the dog shows to add all the different doodles, but the dog show said it has to be a purebred. There's this big controversy about dog shows and doodles. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm confused.
I mean, it's a dog. I don't know. A lot of people don't like the whole designer dog concept.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're trying to make the perfect dog.
Didn't you say there was some audio you had yesterday of somebody that got all bent out of shape over a dog? Somebody walking a dog?
Oh, this lady
Remember this?
So there was someone walking a dog in Seattle.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And this lady just starts screaming at this guy.
Yes. Can you grab that audio real quick?
It's horrible.
She's using a lot of curse words. I got to edit that one.
I didn't see it.
You got to edit it.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to edit it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. But then she starts going crazy and saying that he's like assaulting her, but he started recording her first. Like she's like screaming, like, help, help. And he's just like,
let me get this straight.
It was crazy.
She is upset because he has a purebred dog,
yeah,
and she thinks that dog came from a farm where obviously she's all about, you know, mixed breeds,
yeah,
and the kennel.
She said, "One, what's her chant? One, One bread, well, one dead.
Yeah, she was screaming about how, like, if you get a purebred dog, you're killing other dogs because you're not
like
adopting
dogs. One bread, one dead.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if... I mean, she obviously is overboard in
it was
a whack job.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many people believe that, though.
But someone's got to buy the dog. Like, it's got to have an owner.
I'm just saying, though, there are people. I know there are people that when they see a purebred dog, they think the worst. They think you are the worst for having that dog.
That's why when I got my dog, I lied and said it was a rescue.
Yeah.
But I actually paid $2,000 for him.
That's what you do. You lie.
Lucy's a purebred poodle, but she is adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming.
I got her from
butter.
National Mill Dog Rescue.
Mine's purebred, too. Uh-huh. And it's not adopted. I searched high and low for the dog. Yeah. I even kicked other dogs to the side just to find her.
So do you guys think that I should get a golden doodle?
Oh, that's way too much dog for you.
Yeah, it's way too
what
much.
What does that mean?
No, I don't think it is. You got to walk that dog at least twice a day for like an hour every time.
I made
And that's just a lot. The cool thing about poodles is they don't shed. Anything you mix them with, they're considered hypoallergenic because there's not hair everywhere.
One of those electric fences and he can just frolic, or she.
I still think that's too much dog for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of dog. It's a lot of
dog. What does that mean?
There's a lot of responsibility with taking care of a bigger dog like that.
I raised a child.
You need a silky. You need something like this big.
Yeah, you need like a lap dog.
Yeah, you need a lap dog.
I don't want a yappy dog.
You should get a Yorkie. Yorkies are awesome.
No, they're mean.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. My niece's dog would bite the hell out of me.
Yeah, Yorkie. I wouldn't get a Yorkie.
Oh, my God. They're mean.
Not for Jamie.
My niece's dog bit everybody.
Really?
His name was Rocky.
You need a lap dog. You need a dog that loves indoors. It could sit around, watch Netflix with you.
Yeah, you get a little teacup poodle.
No, I don't want.
You know what Silkies love? They love a sleep number bed.
What's a silky?
They have their own number. The silky number. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't even know what a silky. No. Oh, are those with the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of maintenance.
It's like a really long hair Yorkie.
I don't want one that smells either.
Better yet, why don't you get a pony? I think you'd be better off with a pony, okay? Work for you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app all over America. Our podcast will be on the app after the program today. Carson and Shvedil back in studio from a big old bag drop up in Arvada. Very successful. A lot of happy bag people out there.
Lots of happy bag people.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was crazy. I drove around the parking lot 3 times and people just kept following us going, like, where are they going to park?
Here's the thing. We got to get you a new phone, though.
I I don't know. Maybe it's because I had it on speaker. I don't know.
I don't know. But you just were like, hey, everybody say BJ and Jamie. And here's how it went. And that was it.
Yeah.
That's weird because I can hear you guys fine.
That's so funny. Yeah.
And Spadil's phone sounds fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Well, you also didn't have it on speaker, though.
Oh, gotcha. True.
All right, well, it worked out. Everybody got a bag that needed a bag or wanted a bag.
Did you guys notice my new attitude?
Yeah, you seem excited about it.
I'm very excited. Well, because I got slammed, like, you can't even imagine. Apparently, I'm a wet blanket. I'm also a... What am I?
You're toots.
I'm a toots. I'm a wet blanket toots.
Get your attitude straight, toots.
Yeah, I'm an a-hole, and I'm... there was a lot of words.
Wow. You know,
a lot of adjectives, adverbs, you
name it.
A lot
of very accurate texts this morning.
So I have a new attitude. I can't wait to go to Parker next Friday.
Light.
In fact, I'm going with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really am.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I know. Yeah.
It's going to be big.
It is. Yeah.
Parker, here we come. Next Friday. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go through some of the things that are happening this weekend here in Colorado. You know, Nine News, they like to put out the nine things to do for the weekend.
Yeah, they sure do.
They love that.
And apparently we like to read them.
Well, I think a couple of things. See, your attitude again. There goes your attitude again.
I said, and apparently, I was going right along with you. Yeah,
but like you were being facetious.
No, they put them out and we read them. Go ahead.
No, we don't do all of them. I just want to go through some highlights
Okay,
here.
What are
the Palisade Peach Festival.
See, that's
people
a big deal.
Love
that's
that
a
thing.
Big deal.
See, that's a big deal.
I just said that. 133 years of peaches. Can you believe
it? Have you ever been?
I have not. Nope.
We went 1 year.
Okay.
1 year. And we haven't been back since. But it was okay. It was pretty cool, I guess.
It's once you get your peaches. It's the 57th annual.
Yeah.
57.
Not a lot to do.
Yeah, okay.
Once you get your peaches.
Well, it says food trucks, vendors, peach eating contest, and live music.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good.
They're in grocery stores, by the way.
The peaches?
Yeah, they're already there, fam. We bought some just past weekend. All right, Fort Collins is having their peach festival also.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about, never really heard of the Fort Collins Peach Festival. Palisades, kind of famous.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Fort Collins, though.
It's big. It's a big deal. They also have food trucks, craft breweries, and music.
The Colorado Fall Home Show is this weekend, too, at the Convention Center. Oh, now, didn't you go down and buy like a $5,000 swing 1 year?
I did.
That's why I brought that one up, because I always like to reminisce on that story.
Because you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because they sell alcohol.
They do. A lot of it. But it's smart on their part, because you know what? People get liquored up and they're like, you know what? That would look great at my house.
All right. So here's what happened. Okay. Let me explain what happened at the home show. Right?
Yeah.
So myself and my friend, we were walking around and we were drinking some beers and stuff and just, you know, looking at home show stuff. And then we got kind of, our feet kind of got tired, right?
Yeah.
And so, because we didn't have on sensible shoes. So we sat in this swing, right? We were sitting in this swing drinking our beer. And then the guy said, you know what? You guys probably should move along so other people could try the swing. And I said, I'm just going to buy it. And that's how we got it.
So you bought the swing.
I didn't know it was $5,000. I didn't know it was $5,000 until I bought it.
So you could continue to sit in the swing and drink your beer.
Correct. Right?
So if you're headed to the fall home show this weekend, keep that in mind. If you see something that you want to just sit in and relax, you probably should buy it.
You have to buy it. Yeah.
And then it's yours.
And by the way, it turned out to be a cool accessory. It's really cool. It's a pendulum swing, and it has two seats, and they both swing separately. It's really kind of cool, and they recline.
Do you still have it?
No, I left it at the Marina Del Rey house. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's outside.
Oh, so
it
it's
came
gone.
With the house.
You donated it.
All right. Fall home show happening this weekend. Cirque Soleil, you guys have been. It's still in town.
Yep, it's really good.
Such a good show.
Yeah, we highly recommend it.
That's down at the Ball Arena.
Yeah, the parking lot.
Right. And then you have Moulin Rouge.
You know, I saw the real one.
You did?
Yeah, in Paris.
Yeah,
the real one. And
exactly is it? I don't know what. I'm not a theater guy.
It's girls with no shirts on. Yep.
I should be a theater guy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.